This is the local VK5 news segment.
The VK5 National and Conservation Parks Award celebrates its sixth birthday this March. And to commemorate this special occasion, a special activation weekend will be held on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of March 2019. If you've never operated portable from a park before, this is an excellent opportunity for you to give it a go. If previous years are any indication, numerous park activators will be out across South Australia. All parks in the VK5 Parks Award qualify for the Worldwide Flora and Fauna WWFF program. A number of interstate amateurs have already indicated that they'll be out that weekend, so it is an excellent opportunity of increasing your park-to-park tally. This is when operators in one park work amateurs in another park. If you do intend to activate a park that weekend, please send an email detailing your intended activations to vk5pas@wia.org.au. That's vk5pas@wia.org.au. Your intended activations will be added to a spreadsheet, which is being maintained, which details all intended activations for the weekend. The spreadsheet and further details on the activation weekend can be found on the VK5 Parks Award website at www.vk5parks.com. That is www.vk5parks.com. Following the activation weekend, those who took part as activators will receive a special participation certificate. However, please note that this year only those who register will receive the certificate. Again, the dates for the 6-year anniversary activation weekend are Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of March 2019. This is not a contest, just a fun weekend to help celebrate the 6th birthday of the award. 73, and thanks for listening. I'm Paul, VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the manager for the VK5 Parks Award.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club with the first message for 2019. We wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. The club AGM will be held at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, the 6th of February at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. The new callback operator roster for the Sunday morning broadcast has been prepared and a copy has been sent to Graham VK5WX to be put on the website. Last Wednesday evening, there was an informative presentation by various members of their home-built projects. The Tech Night will move to Sunday the 24th of February 2019 and will be a combined antenna testing field day, HF to microwave plus a BBQ, starting time to be advised after the AGM. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Unfortunately, our group has lost a few members this last few months. Partly due to work transfers or family reasons, some loss of interest on the part of family members, and one or two other scenarios. This is most unfortunate, and we must now try even harder to attract new members to the fold. With the significant number of events that we run each year, we are starting to struggle for numbers when it comes to helpers, which of course makes it difficult to give the event the service that is required. I have noted that there are a number of call signs in our area that I have never heard on air, so we might have to do a bit of chasing up. Is your club experiencing similar problems? I hope not, but I suspect that that may be the case. Last Friday night, we held our first business meeting for 2019. As I am writing this before the event, I can only hope that it was well attended, as we have 2 months' worth of correspondence to deal with, plus a couple of exciting possibilities are in the pipeline that we will be eager to share with the membership and have some discussion on. We need to start planning our 2019 annual convention, and to this end we have formed a committee for 2019 and are starting to think about some special speakers or other events. Hopefully we can come up with something similar to last year. We now look forward to the next 7 months leading up to our AGM and hope that we have another good year in front of us. That's it for now. Don't forget to give us a call on 2 metres if you are in the southeast, as our repeater network pretty much covers from Canalpin to Bordertown and almost all points south of that line. We meet on the first and third Friday of each month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and we welcome all visitors, so drop in if you are in the area. Meetings kick off at 7:30 p.m. sharp and supper follows. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. I'm back from my jaunt to VK2, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club news. The tech night for this month will be on Friday the 25th, and it will be another in the series of nights devoted to construction and testing of the QCX transceiver. So don't forget to bring along all your tools and equipment and have another night of constructing the QCX transceiver. The general meeting for February will be on Friday the 8th, and it will be a presentation by Paul, VK5PAS, and Maria, VK5FMAZ, detailing their parks and peaks activation experiences. This will be a special night, and an invitation is extended to all wives, partners and female friends to join the North East Radio Club on the night and enjoy a supper with us at the conclusion of the meeting. And just as with our annual general meeting and Christmas meetings, you are requested to bring a small plate of something to share for supper. So I hope to see you on that night. It should be very good. Now the following day, Saturday the 9th of February, we're going to set up in Civic Park at Tea Tree Gully, just out in front of the library, to encourage YLs to get on the air and promote ham radio in the area and put into practice some of Paul and Maria's suggestions. Now we'll be setting up at 9 a.m. for a 9:30 start, and Stuart, VK5STU, will be erecting some portable antennas for us to use. Now the coffee shop won't be open, but we have got permission to use the community centre kitchen, and we can make tea and coffee in there. So we should finish around about 1 p.m. so hope to see many of you along on this special event. Now once again, Charlie, VK5VC, has some news for us. So over to you, Charlie.
Thanks, Les. As I've mentioned in previous broadcasts about the Morse code beacon, there has been interest in establishing a special interest group to hone one's Morse code skills. The inaugural meeting of the Morse Special Interest Club is going to be held at the Prospect RSL at 1900 AS on Wednesday the 30th of January. The Prospect RSL is located on the corner of Wilcox Avenue and Menzies Crescent Prospect, which is at the rear of Prospect Oval next to the grandstand. It is best to access the Prospect RSL from Main North Road. At the meeting, we'll be looking at software and hardware that can assist you in developing your CW skills. Please bring along your Morse key, a notepad and pen. Most of the time, you'll be practicing your sending and receiving with others so that you can gain confidence before going on air. There will be a $2 draw charge to help cover the cost of the room hire, and if you can come early to help set up, it would be great. The first meeting of the Morse Code Special Interest Group will be on January the 30th at 1900 hours at the Prospect RSL Club. And if you are interested in coming, please email Paul at vk5ph@wia.org.au or call him on 0418 803 177. These contact details again are via email at vk5ph@wia.org.au or via mobile 0418 803 177. See you there. Back to you, Les.
Well, thank you very much for that, Charlie. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The AHAR's annual picnic is on today, the 20th of January, at the Marion RSL, 31-39 Norfolk Road, Marion. Norfolk Road leads off Marion Road, and the RSL complex is on the right-hand side. You can't miss it, there's a big army tank out the front near the entrance. We have 57 people booked for the event, so lunch will be based on that number. If you've not booked and would still like to attend, I see no reason why you should not turn up, and there may be a couple of spare lunches that you can pay for and join in. This is not a bring your own venue. All alcohol and soft drinks must be brought from the bar. The bar is well stocked and prices are very reasonable. Drinks can be consumed inside or outside the venue, and we will supply free tea and coffee, cold water from dispensers inside the building. Starting time 11 a.m. and the meal will be served after 12. Plates, cups, cutleries will be provided. The RSL are supplying the salads, but please bring a sweet or a dessert to share. There is plenty of seating and tables inside the complex if the weather is hot or wet, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen this year. There is plenty of parking out the front of the venue, so you don't have very far to go, and please bring picnic tables and chairs if you wish to sit out the front and eat your lunch. Next Friday, on the 25th of January, we have another lunch at the Blackwood RSL. Starting time is 12 o'clock, and you're all welcome. The first meeting for 2019 will be the AGM on Thursday, the 21st of February. We're looking for nominations for the 2019 committee, so please give some thought to filling out a nomination form for a committee position. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 meg with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.